are back. Yay.
Snaps.
If you were waiting to hear from us, we are back. We are enjoying a beautiful summer June, and we're drinking ice green tea.
A beautiful summer June period. A summer June with some green iced tea.
A June summer day. A summer day.
Mm-hmm. In June.
In summer. Yeah. Oh, do you know what winter is?
Yes.
Where's that from?
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah. wait, no, that's like brightened my day. What an amazing episode of
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad.
That's so cute.
We're having jasmine tea, like Thomas said. It's very refreshing, light, it's summery. So yummy. And Thomas mentioned
and
earlier that
out.
It is starting to feel like summer finally. Mm-hmm. It's actually sunshiny. And for the past few weeks, it has been May gray in the morning for like several hours until
for
noon,
so long.
Like two-ish.
Yeah, the whole morning.
Yeah. And then it's so cold and then it's so hot.
Is it because when it gets warm, that's all the moisture that's evaporating and staying in the air? What's going on? Any meteorologists in the chat?
That's a great question.
We should have gotten a meteorologist guest.
Yeah. Well, we can still do that.
Yeah.
Y'all know any meteorologists?
No.
I don't think so.
Any meteorologists listening?
My mom's cousin works at JPL, but I don't think he's a meteorologist. He's an engineer.
Great.
Awesome, Faye. Thank you for
but
sharing.
But like, that's pretty close.
Get on a Zoom call
Listen,
with someone
Jet
from KTLA.
Laboratory. Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like that's a connection, you know?
No, that's great. More of a connection than I have.
Yeah. Right?
Your parents have that weather thing in the kitchen.
That's true.
Maybe they could tell us some stuff.
Yeah, maybe they know more.
David
know for sure. Yeah, they can read the weather monitor, so they know exactly why the weather
exactly.
does what it does.
But you had good weather in Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. Faith and I were just in Palm Springs. I was there with my family for a few days, and Faith, Grace, and my coworker, Holly, all decided to drive out for the day. And it was so fun and so hot.
Yeah.
But still so fun, and we just swam in the pool and drank and had food and hung out the whole day.
Yeah, it was crazy because I felt like I've never been so tired. And I think it was just like we were in the sun all day
for
and
so
everything.
So
it was just like we were just, you know, baking all day.
Well, you
drove
2 hours.
That's true.
And
I did drive.
And then you spent the whole day in the sun.
Spent the whole day in the sun
and
the pool.
Ate food. And then you showered.
Yeah.
We went out to dinner, and then you had to drive another 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, it was good because after we came back from dinner, I just like laid down for a bit and we watched Bob's Burgers, which is so much fun. Yeah.
I'm so glad you got to lay down for a little bit.
Me too, because I wouldn't have been able to drive home if I hadn't.
It saved you.
It saved me for sure. I would have slept on your couch with
I had to take ibuprofen to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I have been spending time in Palm Desert for a long time, but I think just like chatting the whole day and me and Grace and Holly went to Walmart before Faith came and got snacks and drinks and stuff and just a day full of activities.
Full day.
And I was really trying to get more freckles, and I think I did.
Yeah.
Especially on my upper arms because I just wear t-shirts all the time, so I have a stupid farmer's tan. But I think I did it.
Yeah. It looks pretty even. Yeah.
I got some more freckles.
Nice. Yeah, my coworker Grace, shout out Grace, she also like freckles like a lot, but like her freckles like fade to like she almost doesn't have freckles in winter. And so like today I saw her and she was also just in Palm Springs, and she was so freckly, and I was like, oh my gosh, your freckles are like, you have so many now. And she was like, yeah, you do too. So I was like, oh, yes.
Good. Yeah, it's hard to find a balance between not burning.
Yeah.
And getting freckles, and it's also
I felt
hard.
Pretty good. I think it was good that we reapplied. I didn't burn. Like today, but also like when I changed out of my swimsuit, I could see like, you know, there was a difference in like, you know, where my swimsuit was, where my skin was in the sun.
Yeah.
But I wasn't burned, which was really good.
I got burned like a tiny bit.
I think I got a little bit on the tops of my shoulders, but
I
other
also
than that,
think,
it was fine.
I feel like I'm starting to wonder, like, is it even possible for me to not get burned? Because I'm like, I just need to start wearing wetsuits. Because I don't
or just like a big old hat or something, you know?
I know, but it's also like, I don't want to wear big, like, I want to look cute.
What if you become a big hat lady, though?
I want to look cute in the pool with my girlfriends, like,
you
sipping on
a
seltzer.
You can still look cute with a big hat on. You can.
I don't think you've ever seen me in a big hat. Big hat, big head. I have a big head.
Okay.
I want a cowboy hat.
Well, then get a cowboy hat. That's great.
I know, but
a cowboy hat.
But also, I want freckles on my face.
Yeah, but
so
I mean,
hard.
But here's the thing. It's like, you don't have to have your face in the sun all day for you to get freckles and to like have sun exposure, and it's important to put sunscreen on no matter
I do
what.
I put sunscreen on every day.
Yeah, I know you do, but yeah, so like you'll still get freckles. You know, like I didn't burn and I was fine because I kept reapplying sunscreen and I still got like sun and like got freckles and everything. So it's still important to protect your skin.
Yeah, I just need to find a balance.
Yeah.
Also, this was like the first time that I've gotten out in the sun this summer. So I also was like, let's get going.
Right.
Let's get baking.
Yeah. Well, I'm just worried for you because of your beach day.
Thanks. That's not. Okay. Your turn, Thomas. Do you freckle?
No. I love
you
the
You have
sun.
Some freckles, though.
Thank you. I guess I do freckle then. I've freckled.
You have freckled before.
Yeah. At the very least. Yeah. I always want to get more tan. I want to be like the crema that's on top of espresso.
Oh my God.
Really
cute.
Dark.
Thank you. No, cute, the cute, light cute. Part that's on top, the part that floats when you just pour a new thing of espresso.
I know, but it's still dark.
Oh, thank you.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should all go to the beach and wear proper sun protection and then also
and
get
let
some
me
sun.
Know like a week before so I can order a tent from Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I know don't you have a tent and I have a tent?
No, you have a tent. I don't have a tent.
Oh, okay.
So I need to get one.
Okay.
I think I need my own. Like legally.
Oh, got
I
it.
I think as a redhead, I have to own
okay.
one.
Okay.
So
no, for sure.
Also, I have jury duty.
That's right. You could talk about that.
I need
speaking,
to
speaking of getting a tent, I have jury duty.
Speaking of legality, I have jury duty. Oh my God, I need to do that today. I need to like go online and fill out all the things and I have to email my boss and blah, 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 blah.
Rough.
So I'm going to put a reminder in my phone. So
that's
you
good.
Guys keep going.
Okay, great. Thomas?
Can I bring up something?
Yes, I would love for you to do that.
Did you see that LAX is the most drug trafficking hub of the center of the world or something like that?
Wow. Okay.
You're joking.
Did you guys not see that?
From who?
Nope.
Who?
I saw that on the news.
Did
on
LAX
Instagram.
Say that?
I'm sure they didn't.
ABC investigates. Blah, blah, blah. Hold on. That was the other one. That was LAX is likely the drug trafficking hub of this world, sources tell.
And here's why I believe that. Because LAX, the traffic that they get just by that metric, like the amount of people that go through it. Crazy.
Yeah, surely.
Because it's Los Angeles. And so I can imagine that there's a lot of drugs coming through just because there's a lot of that going on everywhere. So it's like there's a lot of traffic in LAX already. So I'm sure there's plenty of.
Is it the busiest airport in the world?
One of, I'm sure.
That's what you could look at.
Jim, you want to do that, Rose?
No, oh, I don't want to do it.
Then I'll do
it. Yeah, what's
don't
the,
hurt yourself.
Wait, what's the question you're looking up? What's the most.
What? Look up like top five busiest airports in the world. I would argue LAX is one. I would argue.
I see here some 80 million people fly through Los Angeles International Airport every year.
Here are the busiest. The world's busiest airports by passenger traffic.
Yes.
Number one, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International.
Huh?
In Atlanta. The second one is Dubai International.
That makes sense.
I was going to say Dubai.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay, been
then,
there.
Then Heathrow. And then Tokyo Haneda Airport.
LAX. LAX isn't even top five.
No. LAX is number eight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wonder why Atlanta. I guess it just makes sense that it's a big airport, so a lot
of
planes
of
stop there.
Yeah.
Not middle of the country,
no,
actually.
Bottom,
I love your enthusiasm.
Southwest.
100% the south.
Yeah.
Southwest. No, that's true.
Southwestern area.
Southeast. Yeah. Not southwest. We're the southwest.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
We
sorry.
Live in the southwest.
East side of Texas.
I'm surprised.
It's just Georgia. It's a separate state.
Oh, yeah. I see how I see how that came
that
off.
That was true for 2023 specifically.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, last year.
Wow. In 2022, the top four were all American airports. LAX was number six.
Wow.
So
LAX
still wasn't top five.
So not in the top five as far as passenger travels, but top one as far as drug travels.
For drugs. right.
Thomas, thanks for bringing that up. Did you have anything to add, or you just wanted us to know that?
I just wanted you guys to know that.
It was number three in 2019.
For drugs or people?
People. Mm-hmm. I'm looking specifically at passenger traffic. Okay.
Thomas is on drugs, you're
let
on
me
people.
Let me clarify. Okay. I'm kind of surprised that Tokyo Haneda is more trafficked than the other, because there's Tokyo Haneda and then there's Narita. And when we've flown to Japan, we've gone through Narita every time. And I feel like that's like the better one. not that I've flown through Haneda because I haven't, but because that's what I've heard people say. So I'm kind of surprised, but maybe that's why. Maybe it's because Haneda is just busier. So it's like we should go to Narita because it's less busy.
What's your guys' favorite local airport to fly out of?
That's hilarious.
Like,
like Long Beach, Ontario, Burbank, or LAX?
Well, I've never flown.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your favorite going to be?
It's going to be Ontario because that's where Thomas and I are going.
That's where you guys
are going?
Yeah.
We're going through Ontario. Me and Thomas are going to St. No, why would you do that?
Oh my God, don't yell at me.
We want Thomas to have a good time.
I know, but I feel like LAX is like so big and busy that you really feel like you're in the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, that's what I don't want.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Okay, I do.
Okay. For his first time.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not you're going, crazy so for I don't that. Care.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of the reason is because they can't figure out who's responsible for stopping the drugs. Because they say TSA screens all the bags, but they're not responsible for criminal activity.
Oh. So what are they there for, even? So, like, would they take the drugs out? If they see we drugs, do they take them out?
We can't for criminal activity. It's not within our...
That's it? Really?
Yeah.
Don't you think? Probably. I feel like TSA... Honestly, here's my truth about TSA. Not a hard job to do. So many people are in TSA and so many people that are just like rude and like not that smart. So I guess it makes sense that all they're doing is screening, right?
Well, I also feel like I've heard a lot about like TSA doesn't really have a good track record with like stopping things from like, you know, getting on the plane or like, you know, attacks and stuff like
that. Yeah, so agreed, Faith. So, why are they there then?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But I also think that's crazy that like if they're only there to screen, shouldn't they also have the capacity to
You would think,
confiscate things?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the point? That's crazy. That's like when I worked at the place that I worked at before where I work now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start over.
No, I got you.
The last job that I worked.
There you go.
Like, had, first of all, first we didn't have security for the longest time that I worked there, which sucked because we got lots of like...
Weirdos.
Weirdos and violent people and like dangerous, all kinds of stuff. And when that would happen, we would have to either call the security at the theater next to where I worked or the police. And half the time, the police wouldn't even show up.
Yep.
Actually, most of the time, they wouldn't show up.
Yep.
You know, classic. And so that was kind of crazy because it's like, yeah, somebody's violent and crazy. And like the security guards next door are also just security guards. They're not cops. So it's like they can show up and like
look
intimidating, yeah. Maybe. But like, and like maybe escort the people away. But like, that's all that they can do. And if the police do get there, they're there well after the fact, like not in time
later
to do anything helpful.
And then, of course, there's cops at my job when I don't want them to be there.
Sure.
I'm like, no, I'm not giving you free coffee, actually.
Oh my God.
And it irks me when people offer to pay for cops coffee.
Ugh.
I'm like, trust me, they can afford it.
Oh my God.
Trust me, we're giving more than enough money to them. They don't need a discount.
Oh my God, yeah. Right? And it's also like, what are they even doing to deserve a free coffee?
Nothing. He got a $3 drip.
Buy a
teacher's tip.
Yeah. buy your teachers, buy your local teachers.
Yeah, buy your teachers,
a coffee.
Buy your librarians,
coffee.
Buy your baristas a coffee. Anybody, not cops.
Yeah.
Dang. Sorry. Okay. I guess I got a little heated there.
Yeah.
No, but I agree with you. I was just taking a sip of my tea at that very moment, which is why I couldn't vocally agree with you, but I do agree with you.
Awesome.
It says that the DEA doesn't screen bags, though, because they have a lot of what they do is investigative. A lot of what they do is just try to stop the narcotics before they ever even actually make it to
LAX. So is there like some kind of like...
TSA just sees the drugs and they're like, perfect, you're good to go.
No, like is there...
And then the people who get called don't even look at the bag.
What?
Like, don't even like, yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's a lot of shit's just getting overlooked.
Wild. Because
anyway,
also like I've had stuff, like one time I had like I had a bunch of like crafting stuff and I had scissors in my pencil case and I had it, I think, in my... like in my personal item instead of like in my checked bag or whatever, so they were like, oh, we gotta take this. And it's like this tiny pair of scissors or whatever, which I was kind of mad about because they were really good scissors.
Yeah.
And they took them, and like, so that's crazy that people are getting away with drugs and I can't even have my little practice.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like, I'm mad about that.
That's not criminal activity, so they're just like, all right, I'm gonna take that.
That's crazy. Oh, so is that it? It's because it's like not criminal.
That's why
so they have jurisdiction over like things that aren't criminal.
Yeah, I guess so. Exactly.
Okay, so what do they start? Okay, is it against the law?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. Wait. So because it's LAX's private business, huh?
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Sure, yeah. Probably. Well, I mean...
Yeah, I think aren't all airports private?
Yeah, probably. And also because, like, airlines aren't public.
It has to be. Yeah. Right? Because there's no just like, oh, I'm going to take the public airline.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah, so So true. So true, like Rose. The bus. Yeah.
Honestly... Let's start a public airline.
You're so right about that. No, because
that would be like Spirit should be public.
Horrible for the climate crisis that we're in, but we should do that.
Also, I think providing a public airline would not make the number of planes in the
air. No,
we would just be replacing the private airline.
Public high speed rail is where it's at. Actually,
they've been trying to do that in LA for like a decade.
I know, and.
We got to get on
and
it,
I still
apparently.
Like that, yeah.
I still think that's a great plan. We got to be the ones behind
that. Agreed, Faith, but I also think that a public airline's a really good idea.
No, I don't, actually.
Why?
Because I think it should be high-speed rail and not an airline.
Oh, my God. One can exist without the other.
What do you mean?
They can both happen. It's
no. Because, listen, I think Thomas is right. I think that, like environmentally, having a hugely trafficked, like... method of transportation be flying would be like major. I think there'd be a major impact on the environment in a way that a high-speed rail may not be.
Did you hear what I said? That we wouldn't be adding to the number of planes in the sky because there's only a certain number of planes that can fly certain ways, okay?
Okay.
We would be taking spots from private airlines. We'd be like, hey, you can't have the 10 o'clock spot because that's a public airline spot right now.
You know, we're just making this up. We don't know that that's how it would work.
I think that would be true, but I also think that what would be true is
more flights
that
would
more
be
flights
happening.
Would also be happening.
So
I think
I
that,
feel
yeah.
like that whatever like is canceled out by like we're taking this spot and not you would be canceled out by the fact that there are still more flights.
Yeah, that more people would be.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I hear you. Okay. Yeah. I also think
because what you're doing is almost making it more accessible.
Isn't making it more accessible, not making it free. Buses aren't free.
No. And neither is, like, the high-speed rail in Japan, like, or any other place. It's just cheaper, and it's better.
Yeah. I don't know.
I stand by high-speed rail. Okay.
That's
my man. I'm a stick beside
it. And as a lack of knowledge, I think I'm more scared of high-speed rails than I am of airplanes. Yeah.
That's crazy. Why?
Because I think of high-speed... And it's more, like, grounded and, like, attached to the earth, so it seems more...
Because you know planes go really fast, too.
Yes, they do, but they are...
Planes go really fast.
If they crash, they're gonna, like... I guess, I don't know.
No, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It seems more probable, and you're closer to the ground, so it seems more likely...
More variables, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think, have you heard that, you know, like, driving is worse than flying?
You're more likely to die on the way to the airport than you are on your flight.
Yeah.
I think part of that is because there is just so much more, like, vehicular traffic.
Yeah. 100%, I'm not saying there's not.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, statistically, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
But that's the reason.
Also, the airplane, it's like, if something wrong does happen, it's like, we can land in the water, we can call somebody else, blah, 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 blah. We have so far... down to travel before the tragedy occurs. High speed railroad, it's like, boom,
it seems
you're
like
dead.
It's, yeah.
Boom, we hit a
wall. That's not necessarily true though, because like they know what is.
Wow. You're such a devil's advocate. I don't
know.
That's
how not... am I the devil's advocate?
All
I'm doing is disagreeing with you.
I know. And knock it off.
Yeah.
Yesterday, in the group chat. I gave... Oh, let's talk about this, too.
Yeah.
I gave my order of the last four Ariana albums because I was driving home from Palm Springs and I was like, let me listen to every single... the last four. So, my ranking is number one, Positions. Number two, Eternal Sunshine. Three, Sweetener. And four, Thank You, Next. Faith said... I like that. And I said, wow, thanks. I feel like you usually don't agree with me. And Faith said, wow, really? I think we agree. And then she like quoted us and said, I don't think we agree. Well, I disagree.
No, because that's literally what happened. I sent that I was like, I think we do agree on a lot. And then I was like, wow, the irony of that just struck me.
Yeah, it was really funny.
But I think we do agree a lot.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So just not on this, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah. Ariana albums...
Ariana, absolutely, sure.
Thomas, how do you feel about my rankings?
I did see that. I thought I would bring Dangerous Woman above a couple of those albums, but you didn't listen to that one, huh?
I didn't. Those four are the ones that I feel like I have knowledge about to be able to rank.
Fair.
The other ones, ooh, I would need time to
dive into. Dangerous Woman, that's a good album. The extended.
Okay. I'll listen to that next. Those are the four that I feel like I've been an Ari fan since then. Dangerous Woman, she wasn't really on my radar.
I need to get onto Chapel Rowan.
Yeah, you do.
I need to get onto Billie Eilish's new album.
Yeah, you do.
I'm missing some. Yeah.
It's been okay. I think this summer.
I went backwards and I listened to Beyonce's The Gift album, when that came out with The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Chapel Rowan, I think. She's just an incredible performer, also, is I think what's so much fun. Because I was like listening to music with my friend and we were talking about how, like, you know, we don't have a power ballad like we used to have power ballads, you know? And I think we were like talking about it because, like, what were we listening to? I think we were listening to a Whitney Houston and Mariah song. And it was just like, wow, people are not singing. People are not serving vocals like this anymore.
It's true.
And I'm like, actually, I think that Chapel Rowan does serve vocals in the way that she could, like, you know, be up against power. I was like, I feel like Adele is there.
Yeah, but that's why she's so famous, right? It's because everyone's like, she's so good. She's
and she is so good. Exactly. And you know
what
else?
She's like, I'm not doing a TikTok song.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what else? Nobody does a key change anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody does an amazing key change in the latter half of the song. Ugh. That's what I need.
Yeah, or even just for the bridge or something.
The bridge, yeah. People just aren't, well, I don't think that's true. But
is
I'm
there
like,
a key
people
change
can, like,
in
get crazy
by
with
Ariana?
Ooh.
I don't remember.
Here's the thing.
I have to think about it, but
you said that and I feel like I could hear it in my brain, but I'm like, did I make that up because you
said
it or is it real?
That part. Because I remember thinking that that was like very disco-y and I feel like I was like, because it's so like of a type of a
actually,
song that I have in my head that I'm like.
There is a key change in it.
Yeah.
But I also feel like what's so exciting about like key change in like power ballads and stuff like that is like the vocal shift. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like in that, if it's real and I'm not making up it in my head, it's very much the instrumentation like changes and then her vocals like join in after that shift. But there's a lot of songs where I feel like you have to jump it with your vocals either right before or like as it's happening in the instrumentation, like that key shift.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so beautiful and powerful is because you're hearing someone change that
like
key.
Like what's
with
a good power ballad that does that?
Ugh, whatever the song was that I was just listening to that was Whitney Houston and
I don't remember. Is
when I sing for church, there have been a few that have done that and I always feel like so singer when I do it because I'm like, yeah, this is what it's all about. Let's look up.
Is it like Celine Dion's?
Oh.
How did we start talking about this?
She was ranking Ari albums. Yeah. Is it When You Believe?
Oh yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah. Yeah, When You Believe by Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
That has a really great key change. Because I remember I was in the car and I was with the car in the car. I was with the car in and I was in the car with Joey and Roman and Eve. And like when that happened, I like screamed. I was like, nobody does a key change like this anymore. And it's true. And I stand by that. Thomas, you wanted to talk about the moon.
Yeah.
When does Thomas not
so I rewatched a podcast that I watched a while ago about how the moon doesn't make sense. So I have some questions for you. The first one is the moon deeper than the ocean?
Huh?
No response. Next question.
Sorry, can you use that question in a sentence, please? Like, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? Is the moon deeper than the ocean?
Is the moon deeper than the ocean?
What?
That's
that
all
is
I have
not
for
a
you.
Real question.
That's all
no,
I have
I know
you.
What you're talking about.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think so.
Okay. Gee, really?
Like,
so from the surface of the moon to the center, is that deeper?
Oh,
that wasn't the question. The question was, is the moon deeper than the ocean?
Is that deeper than how far the surface of the ocean is to like the bottom of Maria's trench or whatever
Let's
it's called?
Let's talk about Mariana's this trench. First. We don't know.
Maria
called my trench.
Let's talk about a few things. We don't know how deep the ocean is, do we?
We know how deep the... I think the deepest part is Mariana's Trench.
Mariana's Trench is the deepest part of the ocean.
How
we have
we
not
know
been
that?
To the bottom
yes,
of it.
Yes,
we haven't been to the bottom of it.
We don't know how deep it is.
As far as I know, I don't think we have. And also, there's a lot of the ocean that's unexplored, but that doesn't mean we don't know where the ocean floor is.
Gee.
Ooh, I disagree. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, I just disagree
I
with Rose one time.
I kind of liked that
and
one.
She's mad forever. That is funny. You ate that one.
That made me laugh.
You ate that one little thing.
No, you go.
Okay.
Is the moon's ocean deeper than our ocean?
The moon
Does the moon have an ocean? Have an ocean, girl? It's the moon's biggest crater. Deeper than my big crater.
That's what I thought you were asking.
No, but that's a great question.
And I was like,
I don't think it is.
I don't think so either.
The moon is much smaller than Earth.
Right. Yeah. So is the center of the moon deeper than the furthest that we...
We sound so stupid. No, my mom's going to listen to this and be like, oh my God.
No, because I would say that, like, if you're going to go, like, the volume of the moon, like, as an object, it's smaller.
Significantly than the... Are we only talking about the deepest part?
I guess because I'm thinking deep.
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense at all. This question still doesn't make sense to me.
Next question.
Like, are you asking, like, could the moon fit in the ocean?
Is the moon...
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But...
Oh, I think so.
Did you know that every planet fits in between us and the moon?
Yes. I did know that.
Mm-hmm. That's how far away the moon is.
And we've been to it?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my God, that's so weird.
That's how far the moon is.
I'd go to the moon.
Like, I'm not saying I will, but if I needed to, yeah. I could get to the moon.
I'd do it for sure.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, he went into space.
But he went to the space station.
He
went to the International Space Station.
Where's that? In space, right?
It's like in our orbit.
Yeah. In space.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just go to the moon?
Right. The moon is so much farther.
Honestly, grow up. Get to the moon like the other ones.
Honestly, I think we should bring him to the moon and then we should leave him there. Okay. Guys, get back on the ship.
I was a real spit take on that.
Guys, don't tell Elon. Guys, lock the doors.
Faith wants to kill Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos went to the station too?
Yes, she did.
Okay, next
question.
I think they were together.
Solar eclipse is when the moon is in between the sun and the earth?
Yes, exactly.
So is the lunar eclipse also just the new moon when you can't see the moon?
No, I don't think so. I think they're different. Let me look it up, though. And that's a great question.
And what do you mean by that?
Moon doesn't make sense. And I heard this on a podcast a while ago, and I was like, "Hello, moon." But actually, every question or argument.
Okay, no. It's when a lunar eclipse is when the Earth is in between the moon and the sun.
That's what my next guess was going to be. Something switched positions.
Yeah, it's because it's an eclipse in which the moon appears darkened as it passes into the Earth's shadow. So the sun is on one side, and the moon's on the other.
The sun.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, honestly... Easy peasy. Wait, so which one just happened? A lunar eclipse or that?
A solar eclipse just happened.
And when is the next lunar eclipse?
That's also a great question.
And when's the next solar eclipse?
Okay.
And when's the next meteor shower?
I can only type so fast.
You know, I want
me and Animal Crossing the other day. How do I know if there's going to be a meteor shower, Animal Crossing New Horizons? If Celeste shows up, is there a meteor shower?
Thomas, I'll be so honest with you. I've been thinking about this a lot recently. I'd restart my Animal Crossing Island with you.
Yeah, really?
I think I would. Because I haven't played it in so long.
I've been starting to get back into it, and I'll tell you what I did. I time traveled back to April so that I could get the cherry blossoms. Because I missed it.
Did you time travel a lot when you were just playing regular?
No. I never did.
If you restarted, would you time travel?
No. I
think I would.
I time traveled one time.
There's going to be one in October, by the way. Lunar eclipse.
Right. One day, October 25th.
Yeah.
October 2nd.
Oh. That's my brother's birthday.
Sorry, okay. I don't know that it's going to be visible.
Okay, well, I don't care then. Just kidding. I still care. Are you guys more of a sun person or a moon person?
Because,
Thomas, I know that you love the moon.
I love the moon.
But you also love the sun.
I love the sun.
And why do we have to choose?
Why are you going to pit two beautiful queens against each other?
Two queens coming together to maximize their joint slay.
I love the moon. I respect the moon.
The moon and the sun love each other, by the way.
Yeah.
But I also feel like the sun doesn't like me, but I like the sun.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I was going to say something.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, Animal Crossing. I do that. Also, I was going to say the only time I ever time traveled was I time traveled to...
Me in 2089.
Yeah.
To a Sunday so I could buy turnips. And then I went to my...
Your friend's
cousin's island,
mm-hmm.
which was on a different day,
mm-hmm.
and sold them for like 400 coins a piece or something.
The
like
most
that
I ever
That's how
sold.
I made my millions.
I remember I sent you a picture and it was like 500 something bells.
My
like
most was like 380 something.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had never seen it that high, and I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I had wished I had bought more that day.
The annoying thing about Animal Crossing though is I feel like right now I have all the money I could ever need.
I don't.
If I restart, I'm going to have to, like, grind.
I haven't
even
paid off my loan.
Let's not do that.
No, yeah, we should, I think, so that we could grind. And I think we should be able to time travel, but not, like, cheat and get turnips like that, but also just to, like, speed up the game.
The only time that I time traveled while I was playing for real is when I decided I wanted to build a rock garden. And, oh, my God, I was not about to wait every day to see where the new rock spawned up and where I needed to put a mannequin to stop it.
Imagine
I disagree with rock gardens.
Why?
It feels wrong.
They're all in one place, and I think it's beautiful.
It feels wrong. You have to wait so long for them to spawn there.
My rock garden is beautiful. I did it in a few hours because I time traveled, so.
Ladies, can I get the floor?
Okay, next food
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. I think the rock gardens are beautiful, and you guys are haters.
Next question, Your Honor.
My thing is.
May I approach
the bench? It's crazy.
There's this clip from What We Do in the Shadows, which I haven't watched that show, but I know this clip. And he says, "May I approach the bitch?" And then she goes, "What?" And he says, "May I approach the bench?"
One time my dad was in court. Like, he would just.
And he called the judge a bitch?
Yeah, that was my dad. No. Okay. He had, like, jury duty or something, or he. I don't know. Something happened. And the judge, like, knew his sister. And I was
funny.
My God. This man can't go anywhere.
That's so Luton.
So John.
Guys,
so Luton family.
Yeah.
Okay. End of story,
go
Thomas.
Ahead. Sorry, Thomas.
Let me just finish. About Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine being a kid, like, a while ago, too, before the internet and stuff. And, like, getting. And getting Animal Crossing and just, like. Waiting every day.
Well, that's what I did.
That's insane.
That's what I
you can't
I never
play. Like, you can't, like.
No, but I also.
No, it's so fun. There's so much to do in the beginning.
There's so much
to do.
Oh, my
God, I couldn't get enough
time. You have to
shake
every tree and plant everything and talk to every person. And like, there's a lot to do. Like, you have several hours of playtime before you would, like, run out of something. And I feel like at that point,
you get tired of it. My first couple seasons of Animal Crossing, oh, my God, I think my brain behaved like I was addicted to it. I was like, I can't wait to get home and play Animal Crossing. I need to go find some fossils.
And you got into it a lot later
than
I did because I literally got it during the pandemic.
Yeah, well, that's when it came out. It came out in 2020, and I didn't get my Switch until last summer, actually.
Last summer. Yeah, like almost exactly a year because you guys went before my wedding, right?
Yep.
Faith, happy 1 year of owning your Switch.
Thank you.
Yeah, Switch birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, Thomas, I'm ready for our next moon.
Okay,
yeah,
moon
this is so much fun. We should do something like this every time.
I agree.
Is the moon in a different phase when you're looking at it from a different part of the world?
No, it's not because it's about the shadow that it's being cast. So, like, you're still on Earth,
and you're just seeing the moon at a different time of the day. That doesn't mean that it's at a whole different, like, stage.
Yeah, like if the moon is full tonight, that doesn't mean it's not full in another part of the world.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
Also, think about this. Like, when we go, when a full year passes by, that means that we're going around the sun.
I didn't really hear what
you said.
Objection,
Your Honor, relevance.
I didn't catch that because I was listening to what Faith said, so it really didn't stick.
Next question for me.
So it's,
me.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. Ask your question.
What's the stage of the moon?
And what's a moon? Like, a rock?
The moon, the phase of the moon is, like...
The shadow cast
much,
on it?
Yes.
From us?
Yes. Like, yeah.
Because you can see the light...
Because
the part
the shadow,
that's white,
like,
is the sun
is the sun is hitting
it.
The moon, and the shadow is... The Earth is blocking that.
Yeah, so
that's
Thomas,
the shadow
I,
of the
yeah,
Earth.
Yeah, so that makes sense. So why do you think that it would be a different stage on the other side of the world? When we go around the sun once a year.
He's just asking the questions. You didn't press him this hard about why is the Earth deeper than the ocean.
But I'm saying...
And that was a crazier question than this one. And that was more valid to be questioned.
Because this one I still don't understand. Because, like, what's...
The question or the answer?
The answer?
Yes.
What's the furthest that you could be and still see the moon at night?
You can see the moon from anywhere.
The furthest you could be from the moon? Like, what are you talking about?
No, from...
from what?
like, from where we are right now?
No.
The furthest you could be.
Who's the person that's furthest away from me that can see the moon?
Everyone
if we
can
were
see
both
it.
At night. So, what's the furthest...
That's the person that's in
the
your same
opposite
time zone.
End of...
The time zone. The opposite end of the time zone, yes.
Of the time zone, so not...
No, because also, we can see the moon all day, every day. Have you thought about that?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so anybody can see the moon.
Right, but, okay, so how far does night go? Geographically, how big is night?
Faith, you heard the man.
I did.
How far does night go?
Pretty far.
Geographically, how big is night?
It's okay,
pretty
far.
So listen. So the earth rotates, and that's a day, right? So like, if the earth is rotating like this, that's how a day is made.
Yeah. So half of the earth, the sun hits.
See,
hits,
the sun's back in this.
Listen. It's very important, okay?
I know it is.
So if the sun
you
is hitting,
we need to go to the observatory. Yeah. We need to go to the observatory.
This is why Thomas wants to go to the observatory.
Yeah. He does not know what the moon is.
So if the sun is hitting the earth from this side,
I'll be the sun.
This is the day.
Yeah.
And this is night.
Okay.
The night is when the sun is not touching that earth. And so this is rotating, right? So the sun always stays there, but the earth is turning.
Yeah.
And so that's how we have day. It shifts from day to night.
Right.
So night, geographically, is whichever side of the world is facing away from the sun.
Hemispherical. Half of the earth is night at a time?
Give
or take.
Okay. But then some places have.
You don't never thought to qualify it like that, but
hours,
sure.
Days, is that right?
No.
How long is Alaska's day?
Other planets.
Venus. Ooh, fun
other
fact.
Other planets, because they're traveling at a different speed
that
than
I understand.
We are.
Yeah,
that
because
I understand.
They rotate differently and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, like on Venus, a day is longer than a year because the rotation of the planet itself takes
but
longer than going around.
And depending
the sun.
On where it is in the solar system.
And because
system.
The Earth rotates on an axis, once the one
that's
of the poles
and that's
say is day longer, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So listen.
Yeah. Well, that's why Australia is on the bottom, and that's why it has opposite seasons.
No. That's hemispherically, not because it's tilted. That's because of the hemisphere, not the axis that the Earth is on. Listen.
I disagree.
Okay. Well, you'd be wrong. Scientifically, you'd be wrong.
Well, the sun is still there.
Listen. So you know how in the very far north, like North Pole. It's like they have, you know, midnight sun, like in Alaska. That's because of the way that the Earth is tilted.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the South Pole has days where, or
it's
has
just completely
months
dark.
Where they don't get the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Faith, you explain Australia then.
It's in the Southern Hemisphere, which is a different thing.
Okay, what's that then?
Okay, so we're in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
They're in the Southern Hemisphere.
Okay, what else is in the Southern Hemisphere?
Lot of Latin America, New Zealand, a lot of Africa.
Does Latin America have opposite seasons as well?
Yeah.
I feel like I only hear about
anything
Australia.
Anything that's under, well, they're just the, like.
Under the equator?
Yeah. Anything that's on the other side of the equator.
Really?
Is in the Southern Hemisphere. Yeah.
Where's Costa Rica?
It's still above.
Northern,
it's still Northern Hemisphere.
Because
it's like
America?
Central. It's like Central America.
Central America.
Yeah.
Equilateral.
Really good point,
doesn't
Thomas.
Apply.
What's another word for equator? No, like what's a?
You guys know the equator's.
It's on the equator, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little. It's northern. Costa Rica is more north.
Yeah, there's like a word I'm thinking of.
So there's not that much on the Southern Hemisphere.
No, there's a lot. Well, there's a good amount, but also yes, the Northern Hemisphere is more populated and there's more landmass.
Than in the
Southern Hemisphere,
is
which
Antarctica?
Is a big yeah. Antarctica is Southern Hemisphere, yeah.
And that's the one that like people aren't allowed
bottom.
To go to.
Yeah,
we can
I'm
go
getting.
There.
Actually,
Antarctica,
I have
we
a family friend
there.
Who's going there, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, we're allowed there. Some places we're not allowed.
Here's the thing.
Let's
you
name
just
some places
it.
We're not allowed to go to. There's a Hawaiian island that we're not allowed to go to because it's privately owned.
Is it like
okay,
most
well,
of Antarctica you can't go then? Different. Because part of Antarctica, I think you're not allowed. I get a lot of flat earther TikToks. I get a lot of flat earther TikToks.
That's actually a great. You know, consider your sources.
Yeah,
is all I have to say about that.
But I think
no,
that's because they like hang on to that theory. It's part of it's because parts of Antarctica you're not.
Well, that might be because like there's privately owned things
like
there.
Large
like
large,
you just
like,
said we can't go to this island in Hawaii, but that's just because it's somebody's property, which is a whole other issue about colonization and like
right.
you know privatizing land. That's a different thing. But yeah, I don't think that necessarily applies. Like
yeah, there's parts of California
to, like,
we can't go to.
Yeah,
which, yeah.
You like, guys can't come to my house.
True.
I mean, have and will again. So
me
going there,
catch me
going
there.
There tomorrow. So, no, but yeah, there's a lot of places that you like, you know, quote unquote, can't go, and
yeah.
it's because it's privately owned. But it's like it's not because you can't go there; it's because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And there's some places that you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like
Faith, you.
Sure.
I thank God you're here.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, sure. Yeah, there are places you can't go. Like, you can't go inside a volcano.
You can only once, though.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thomas, do you have any more moon questions?
I would love for you to keep asking us moon questions. Even if you don't have any, just make some up.
If you had to make the moon out of cheese, what cheese are you choosing?
Blue.
Oh, disagree.
I'm not saying what cheese that I like. I'm saying what would be a good moon cheese. And I think blue cheese is a great moon
like
cheese.
Like if you made a cartoon about the moon.
Yeah, like if I was in Wallace and Gromit and yeah, wanted to go to the moon and eat cheese.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Thank you.
You would make it out of blue cheese.
Absolutely.
What would you make it out of?
Either blue cheese or like brie or something. What would you do?
Well, you don't get to choose two cheeses.
Yeah,
dude.
This isn't
I said
two
or.
Cheese.
I didn't say and. I said or.
Okay, well, cheese.
Yeah, you.
Deuce one.
Yeah, there's only one moon.
Name a planet that has more than one moon.
No, I want you to answer Jupiter. The moon cheese question.
Well, what's your cheese first? You chose two.
You have to pick one.
Yeah.
Okay, blue. I stand by my first answer. Can you answer?
I choose Swiss. Because it has holes.
Boo.
Like the moon. Blue.
Probably Gouda.
I was also thinking
my favorite's Gouda.
Yeah.
Yeah, brie would be fun because it'd be so squishy.
I wouldn't do a soft cheese because I don't think the moon is squishy. In my world, in my fantasy.
Yeah. And you know what? In reality and your fantasy line up, actually.
They do. On that specific,
on this one.
Yeah, on that specific note.
And
yeah.
Also, have you guys worked on your family trees at all?
No.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
You know, I did, too. I thought about it yesterday.
Okay, great.
I was like, I hope I didn't just leave them hanging.
Yeah. Rose tasked us with, for the listeners, Rose tasked us with making our family trees, and then we forgot about them.
Yeah. Well, also, I think we have time.
Sure. I have one fact, but not a question about the moon. But one thing.
Are we done? Have you finished with your moon questions?
You guys didn't even let me finish talking about my family tree.
Okay, well
listen,
you started a new topic when we were still on the moon.
I was going to say, I do have a last thought about the moon before
then
we
I would
move
like to,
on.
Okay. Yeah, can we like wrap up this conversation without you being hissy about it?
I was just looking at it.
It's okay. Look at
the moon is. Period. Like the perfect size to make a perfect eclipse with just like the sun ring around it. And why is that? That feels man-made. I don't like that one.
I don't think it's that. I think it's just that.
Like with our perspective of it and everything.
The sun is still visible because it's so much bigger than the moon.
But the way that the moon makes a shadow around the sun. Nope.
No, it doesn't.
The way that the moon lines up around inside of the sun with just the perfect little tiny ring around the sun is like insane to me.
Yeah, that's why it only happens like. Every few years.
Yeah, because like the way that the Earth is just the perfect amount far away from the sun.
Yeah, but also like
with the moon in between it, it's kind of beautiful the way that
those
it's
are
like
complete like solar eclipses though, because there are like other like eclipses
that's
perfect.
What I mean.
Okay,
a perfect solar eclipse.
Yes,
just trips.
Well, those just are more rare.
Yeah, but the fact that when we see it perfectly with the Earth, the moon, and the sun lined up, and the moon is like almost the exact same size as the sun in that moment.
Yeah.
Insane. Not
real. Well, that's just,
unreal.
Because it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked you guys to make a family tree because.
All right. And now Rose has the floor.
Thank you. Because I feel like I just don't understand. When you guys talk about your family, I don't know who you're talking about. And I'm not asking for like pictures or anything super extensive, but if it's relevant and if you're talking about them enough,
that's
I would
so funny,
like to at
I feel
least
like
know what's going
me
on.
Me and Thomas's families are like much smaller than your extended family, and you talk about your family all the time.
But do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, because you explain it. You're like, oh, my cousin Lisa.
Yeah,
you're
but
like,
you know,
oh, my dad's grandpa. Like,
yeah,
you
I guess,
give us
but
the context.
Like, I feel like I have
after
so
after your
many
wedding, I feel like I could visualize it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can for sure you can visualize it better, but I just feel like I would like to have a better layout.
I guess I'm just hurt that you don't know my family.
I don't. I really don't, and I'm really sorry about that.
Yes,
for
you
me,
do,
it's that I don't, not that I don't like care about your family, but it's so like not, when you're talking
it's
about
just,
your family,
you're,
I'm
you're
not
out
picturing,
of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, if you're talking about your family, I'm just like, it's just a generic family. Yeah.
I know, but that's,
I'm, like, I'm just imagining a family.
Okay,
like,
see, and that's how it is for me too, but that's why I'm saying is that that's why I would like more specifics.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, especially with like my two best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like
but also,
Austin's
like,
family too. I'm
I
like,
feel
like,
I
want just
talk
a little
about
bit, I'm not going to memorize your family
tree. Right,
yeah.
Right.
I just want to have a better idea of being like, oh.
But I feel like the people that I talk about in my family are the people that you know who they are.
That's not true. I don't think I've ever met your aunt. Your mom's sister.
Yes, you did. You met her when you came to my grandma's party.
I think I know.
That was like last week though.
That's true.
Okay, but it's also like she's my aunt. I feel like that's not that hard to grasp. Like she's only my aunt. It's not like she's my third cousin twice removed. And
but there was one of those at the party. Faith was like, "This is my cousin, kind of.
She's my mom's cousin. That's also not that hard. It is farther removed than my aunt, but it's also like okay.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know.
God forbid. Sounds like a skill issue to me. I don't know.
I just, whatever. What I picture of my own family is kind of like them when they were younger. So it's like, I don't know about them as much as you want to, almost.
Well, maybe this would be good for you then.
True.
It also took me so long growing up to even be able to name all my aunts and uncles. And much less be able to know who their kids are.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
well, again, you just have a lot more
volume.
But
you weren't around them?
Huh?
And you weren't around them a lot?
No, because they're all so much older than me. My dad was number 6 out of 8 kids. So 5 of his siblings are all older than him. And there was a big gap between the first 5 and the last 3. Like a good, like, I want to say like 5 or 6 year age gap between those. And my dad, we are like the youngest of my cousins. Like Lisa and Brian are the only cousins that are even like kind of close to me.
Yep.
And they're still older than us. Everybody else have like kids. The cousins have kids that are older than me.
Well, like, I'm the same. Like Peter and I are like the youngest of like all the cousins that we have. Yeah, and see, we don't have that many cousins.
I know. And I'm like, where did your cousins come from? From your dad's side of the family?
I have a couple cousins on both sides. But
see, I didn't.
But like my only like first cousins
it's
are
like
on my
you're
dad's
so
side.
Surprised that someone had a cousin on both sides.
But like my only first cousins are the cousins on my dad's side that are both like a generation older than Peter and I. And so like on my mom's side, it's all like once removed or like second cousins.
But your
or whatever.
Aunt doesn't have any kids.
Correct.
So then they're not your cousins.
That's what I'm saying. That's
so
on my mom's side.
No. So why are you mad that I want a family tree?
I'm not. I'm saying that I don't talk about them because I don't interact with them as much. Yeah. So it's like,
I would like,
you don't need to worry about that because I'm not talking about them.
That part.
But I just would like to have
maybe
a better
idea. Maybe it's because I am more out of sight, out of mind, but it's just like, I'm not.
Well, but it's also, I'm just saying like, you know the people that I like do talk about.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
I just feel like sometimes you say something and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you do that too and I also have the same reaction.
I know, but I care more.
Okay.
I care about knowing.
Oh, yeah, got it. Okay. Well, I also just figure, like, if you are going to bring it up, you're going to explain it.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm, like, I'm not too worried about it. Maybe that's it. I'm just not too worried about it.
Yeah.
And you're worried. Yeah.
Us not worried.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
We
you
can
know
move
what?
On. I'm sorry.
No, that's
I still want family trees from you guys. But
I was going to say, now that we've gotten to the root of the issue, which is just that Rose is worried about it and we're not, now I feel like, okay, I'll give you that family tree.
It's just me wanting
we worked
to know
it out. Yeah.
About
absolutely.
You guys all the time. Anyways, sure. My next topic of business.
I love my cousins, by the way. No shade.
Me too. Love my family.
Yeah, love my cousins too.
They moved away, so I just don't see them at all.
Yeah.
Where do your cousins live?
In Hesperia, like further north.
Okay, like when we passed to Yosemite.
Yeah.
And then you have some in Mexico.
And then my mom's side are in Mexico.
And then you have
my dad's side are
like Victorville,
in the desert.
Apple Valley.
Yeah. My dad's are in the
Do you have any
desert.
Here?
My mom's in Mexico.
Like in LA County? Or not?
Ooh. We had one, but. Whoa. No.
Whoa.
I was going to say we do have one, my dad's sister, but she moved away. I don't know exactly where she lives now. But yeah, I guess it's just too expensive for most people. But
well, I agree.
Yeah. I'm so grateful that I'm so glad that my parents didn't, though.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I feel, have like, great friends and you live in a great place and both of your parents are nearby.
Yeah.
And your brother's still here.
Exactly.
Do you think your brother and his wife are going to move away?
I don't think they want to, but I wouldn't put it past them. I wouldn't be surprised, I don't think.
But they're not planning on it right now.
I don't
now.
Know.
Good. Mm-hmm. Faith, you? You like your cousins?
Yeah. Totally. No
and
complaints.
Do you have any cousins here?
Let's see.
First cousins, second cousins.
Yeah. So, no. Right now, no, not local. I don't have any local
closest
like first
ones.
Cousins. My first cousins don't live close.
Closest.
Like my closest related to me or physically, geographically?
Yeah.
Geographically.
Okay, geographically, my closest cousins probably, so they're like my second or third cousins. I don't know the whole thing, but they're like more distant cousins.
Yes.
Rachel, Lauren and Rachel, and they both live Southern California, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know where. I haven't seen either of them in a long time, except for I did see one of them at my grandma's thing.
Okay, there we go.
So yeah.
My closest cousins live right here. And then the other closest ones are like San Bernardino County. And yeah, just more that way. Mm-hmm. And then we go further and we get Ventura and Santa Cruz. And then we go further and we get like the Bay Area. And then we go further and we get Oregon. And then we go further and we get Hawaii. And then we go further and we get Amsterdam.
Yeah. So, but mostly like
and Arizona.
The West Coast.
Mostly all California, Oregon, Hawaii, Arizona.
Okay.
Actually, so, not even mostly. I think all of my cousins live in those four states.
Okay, cool.
I don't know that I have any cousins. And
I don't know.
Wait, are we talking
cousins.
Only about cousins?
You asked the question.
Made up the game.
This is your segment.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Segment was the moon.
Yeah. And my cousins. I didn't know that, guys.
That's so funny.
I have a different segment, but it won't be long.
Okay.
Okay. Are you have anything else to say about your cousins?
No.
Love them. Bye. No, nothing.
Awesome. I'm impressed with the effort you put into thinking.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you think that hard in a long time.
Because I felt like I did, but no, nothing actually.
My next segment is that I just finished a book the other day, and it's called The Red-Haired Woman, and I'm not gonna...
Oh, you finished it?
I finished it.
Okay, how'd you feel?
I liked the beginning, and I liked the end. I didn't like the middle.
Cool.
I felt like the beginning was really interesting, and I was following, and then I kind of got into a lull and had trouble reading it for a few days, because mm-hmm. I wasn't excited about it. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, all of the storylines kind of came together and wrapped up, and there were some crazy twists.
Nice,
so,
okay.
So, pretty good. Nice. I'd give it, like 3 stars.
That's pretty good. Nice.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying.
And see, that was how quick my segment was.
Great. Oh, I want a segment too then.
Okay. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm reading our book.
Not so quick, was it?
I'm not even going to review anything.
This is P.S.
I'm just going to say P.S.
Okay.
The book I'm reading right now is called Dark Matter for our book club, for Mean Faith's book club.
Yes.
And I'm only like halfway through, maybe a little bit less. Mm-hmm. Really good so far.
Yeah.
So once we have our book club meeting, I'm sure we will check back in with that.
Yes. I finished it a little while ago and it's, yeah, very, very crazy.
And also, you know, it's a TV show.
Okay. I thought it was, I saw something about something that it was like, wait, it's a TV show?
It is. And it just came out like last month. So
Dude,
it's not like
okay.
we're behind the trend or anything.
No,
we're
yeah.
right on
we're
trend.
Right on
exactly.
Trend.
And it's on Apple TV.
Okay.
So I'm going to see if Austin will watch it with me. Because I'm
nice.
Like, this looks really good. And it's even more fun that I've been reading
okay,
the book
that's
and stuff.
Good. So tell me what you think about it when you do. Because I also, I don't think I have Apple TV.
I think I'm
so
sure you
like,
can use my account.
Know.
I think.
Okay. Schley.
Cut that out. I don't want Apple to hear.
Okay, absolutely.
Faith.
Okay, my
segment.
I just started. I'm like 2 chapters into this. So I don't have like anything real to say. But I just started reading this book that my friend Roman loaned to me. And it's called The Mountain in the Sea. And it's about, it's fiction, it's a novel, and it's about, like, this species of octopus that, like, may have developed, like, a language and culture. And it's about, like, these scientists that are going to, like, go and study them.
Wait, what kind of a book is it?
It's a novel.
Fiction.
Okay.
It's fiction, yep. Yeah, it's not
real. I was excited.
I was ready to believe.
Let's learn octopus language.
Shut up. That's why I literally started this saying this is fiction. And you guys didn't listen to me.
No, because once you said
that,
I was
not
like,
true.
I'm intrigued.
It was.
I know.
What happened was I think I thought you started talking about what it was based off of.
No, no, no.
And I was like, this is so believable.
No, I know. Well, that's a
you got
thing.
Me, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
The thing is that it is like, so, like, of course, if any animal was going to do it,
oh,
of course it would be
100%.
For sure. Because they are genuinely so smart. I think I've talked about this before, but they're so smart.
Yeah.
They haven't evolved in like hundreds
yeah.
of thousands of years.
We've for sure talked about
which,
octopi.
Yeah. Octopuses.
Octopussies
yeah.
on here.
I don't.
I can't believe you. Anyway, yes. Octopuses, yes. And they haven't evolved in like hundreds of thousands of years, which geologically isn't that much time, but like ecologically... is a good amount of time to
and
not evolve.
Define you. What do you mean by ecologically?
Can we take
like,
zoology courses?
Yes.
Please.
That's my dream.
Okay, here's what I think. What if. Can
do
we
you want me to answer your question?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Not?
You go first and then I'll go next.
Okay, great. So
exactly what would have happened.
Okay, perfect. So, like, geologic time is like, you know, rocks and stuff. And, like, it's very long because just rocks take
okay,
forever to be
like,
formed and, like, not. And, like, ecological is more like about. Animals and the relationships with their environments and stuff like that. And so I feel like
systems and how they're evolving to
yeah.
fit where they're at and all
yeah.
that stuff.
And so like also like the oceans, like, you know, climate change and all that notwithstanding, the oceans haven't changed as much over that period of time also. So it's like octopuses have kind of like, you know, not that they're perfect but animals or anything, but like out. They've kind of got it figured out. So they haven't evolved in a really long time. Mm-hmm. And so like, of course, it makes sense that they would do that. Yeah. So anyway, let me finish my segment, which was the book. So let me wrap this up.
I'm sorry, I feel like I'm on like.
You drugs. Are. whoa. No. Wait. I said that before you finish your crazy. Sentence. Yeah.
I got like a good night's sleep and I'm like, whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah. And so it's basically like the main character is this scientist who's gone to like study them. And again, I'm only a couple of chapters into it, but it's already like kind of starting with like a few different people who I'm assuming are going to be like, you know, related to either like the team investigating them or, you know, whatever. But yeah, I'm already fascinated by it. I've read and I have a lot of books on octopuses that are like fiction and nonfiction. And they're just so fascinating to me. And I also just bought, when we went to, me and Rose and Thomas went to Barnes & Noble a little while ago, and I got another copy of The Soul of an Octopus because, as I've said on this podcast before, don't know where my copy is. And so I bought a new one and it was on sale because it was a little bit,
like the cover was bent.
The cover was bent a little bit. And so they were like, yeah, 25% off. And I was like, great, I'll take it. Which was nice because I didn't have to pay full price for it. And I was talking to at the checkout at the register. It was like, oh, this is great because now you can see like the different things that you're going to annotate. And so I'm like, yeah, but I wish I could have compared, you know. Yeah. But I am excited to go back through it and like reread it and kind of like get my thoughts together again on it. And I have like three other books that are about octopuses that I haven't even read yet.
Yeah.
But this one is the one that I'm reading right now. And shout out Roman because I'm really excited to get into it because that's just so fascinating. Like language is also something that is just so fascinating to me. So like octopuses and language together in one book, love. Yeah. So I'll keep y'all updated once I finish it. I am gonna do a review.
I would like to hear your thoughts on that. Thanks. Octopus fiction novel.
Yeah.
And whoever told you to read it,
Roman,
tell them.
Yeah. The yeah. And Roman listens to the podcast and loves it.
Well, Roman, you got a response out of us.
Yeah. Shout out, Roman.
I'm sweating.
Okay.
It is kind of warm in here. You had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, and it was gone.
Yeah, okay. And it was probably good, but valid. What's that got to do with
that? Yeah, why would I remember?
It was because when we were talking about octopuses and...
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I was trying. Whenever that happens to me, I try to retrace my thoughts. And it doesn't always work.
It probably wasn't important.
Okay, but maybe not, but it would have been fun.
I'm going to see Luke Combs next Saturday.
Exciting.
Yeah, I need cowboy boots.
Okay.
So I'm going to order some.
Nice. I mean, you could also just like go somewhere.
Yeah, but they're so expensive. Like, I just want cheapies.
Okay.
Yeah, Thomas.
What's up?
I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been here for like 20 left minutes. Was,
what does FedEx stand for? I don't know why I wrote that
Federal
down.
Express?
That's what I thought it meant. I don't have like a reason or
Ooh, let's
a joke.
Let's play that game. What does the FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation. I said Bureau.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The Bureau of Federal Investigation.
IRS.
Internal Revenue Services.
I think it's service.
Internal
Revenue Services.
Internal Revenue Service.
Service.
CIA.
Central Intelligence Agency.
Give me another one.
What's the drug one? DRA?
DEA, which we just talked to.
Oh, yeah. Department of Illicit Alternatives.
Drug Administration.
You're close.
I know this one because of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Drug Enforcement Administration.
Yeah, period. Good job.
I love Breaking Bad.
Good job.
Okay, what about MRI?
Magnetic.
Radiation and internal.
Intelligence.
Oh, my God.
Medical radio.
iPhone.
Uh-huh. Medical robot iPhone.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Magnetic resonance imaging.
Ooh. Really close.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's...
CAT scan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does stand for something.
Kitty cat. Yeah. Cat stands for kitty cat. Cortex.
No.
Abolition treatment. Yeah. They just zap that cortex right out of
Central
you.
Central. And thank you.
Okay.
Gonna say we should do
here's what it is. CT scans and CAT scans are the same thing, and CT stands for computed tomography.
What about CI? No, GI.
Computer generated image.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Thank you for let's test and fake answer questions.
I didn't say we should do like brands and like what is their tagline or what's their slogans. Like Subway.
Eat fresh.
Or Burger King. Mm. Have it your way.
Arby's, we have the meats.
Is that what Arby's is?
Yeah.
Wait, you're supposed to let us
guess. We have the meats? Sorry. Did you know that one?
What about Walmart?
I don't know.
I know this one. Oh my God, wait. Walmart.
I think I know it.
Live, laugh, love.
Isn't it save money, live better? Or yeah. Something like that?
Oh, okay.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Target has one.
I'm loving it.
Target does have one, but
do they?
Yeah. I know that the dog is Bullseye because of like the Target logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay.
Target, right on the dot.
Thomas and I are going to Target.
Expect more, pay less.
No way.
Yeah. Yes.
That makes sense.
It's true.
Do you guys remember Payless?
Yep. I miss it.
Payless, buy more.
Payless shoes.
I used to go there all the time.
All the time. That's the always where we place. Went and got shoes.
Really?
Yep. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The one right down by Walmart?
Yep.
Faith, me too.
Yeah.
In elementary school for like kindergarten and maybe first grade, I had to wear saddle shoes.
Oh, uniform?
Yeah. And that was where I went to go get them.
That's crazy.
Awesome. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of any more letters.
Okay.
TTYL.
Talk to you later. I like TTFN.
Ta for now.
Yep. Because that's what Ticker says.
Oh, that's what TTFN. Ariana says in that thing.
In that thing.
In one of her interludes.
Well, nice. I can't wait to see you guys next time. And
you can see them.
you're seeing someone?
You guys can't see them. thank you for chatting with us about the moon and about books and about cousins.
Drugs.
And drugs. Yeah. Man, lots of things we could put as
a title. We were bouncing around.
And we love you.
Love you. Bye.